रामदास गुरु सच्ची साही हरदास भाई अमरदास गुरु अमरदास गुरु हरदास भाई रामदास गुरु रामदास गुरु रामदास गुरु सच्ची साही हरदास भाई अमरदास गुरु अमरदास गुरु अरदास भाई रामदास गुरु रामदास गुरु रामदास गुरु सच्ची साई अरदास भाई अमरदास गुरु अमरदास गुरु अरदास भाई रामदास गुरु रामदास गुरु रामदास गुरु सच्ची साई हरदास भाई अमरदास गुरु अमरदास गुरु हरदास भाई रामदास गुरु रामदास गुरु रामदास गुरु सच्ची साई हरदास भाई अमरदास गुरु अमरदास गुरु
Beloved Babaji, how am I supposed to be able to leave on Sunday? I just want to stay here. I want to stay so much, but my life situation with sole responsibility for children and animals just makes it too difficult. Normally that is fine. But now I really wish I had more support in daily life and the money to pay for help. You always will realize that when you are coming here, because then something else is waking up on you, in you. That's what's happened here for people. They come and something else is waking up. Then that will be more important. That is hidden. What is real in you, your true longing, is always hidden in you. No? It's not alive in your daily life. It's always been like that. That's always people did effort to go to the guru, no? How come people can drop everything to follow the guru? Because you get something that you cannot speak about. It's beyond words. Then everything changes. Normally one is not in touch with that. That's why it's impossible to talk about it. You have to be touched. That's how I know how you feel, because I've been in the same situation. No? I had to go all the way to India. No? But I remind you now and everybody else that this, especially here in Norway, only once a year, then you should focus all your energy to be here that time. You don't need to come every time and after 1 week you realize that this is really what you want. No, you should try to be here the whole time when I'm here. No. Is only once a year, no? And everybody can manage if they really want. It's just you're not focused. you have forgotten how much you want. You have forgotten your own longing. Then you get busy. Like you have been busy for lifetimes, you have. And many people, they have so many small excuses. Some people, they have a dog. I can't leave the dog. Some people have chickens. Can't leave the chickens. Some people have children. Can't leave the children. Some people have an old grandmother who expect them to visit every Wednesday. All kinds of pathetic reasons. So only when you wake up to something that is deeper than all these things on the surface of your life, then of course when you go deeper, deeper responsibility comes up. Deeper responsibilities to yourself which you have forgotten. Because it's so easy to be occupied. No? Life goes. And if you have, of course, chickens or a dog is one thing, but if you have children, if you have sick family, you should be responsible because this is your karma. You have created it. Maybe, most probably, you created it in your unconsciousness. That is another side of the story. You created that in your unconsciousness, but now you have to pay for that unconsciousness. That is how it is. You cannot escape from your responsibilities. I remember my beautiful Papaji. He was looking all over India for his master, or for somebody who could tell him the truth. And he met many, because in India you have bogus gurus on every corner. And then when he came to Ramana Maharshi, then again he wasn't very impressed, because this Ramana, he didn't say anything. So what can you ask him? What can he tell him about the truth if he doesn't speak? No? So then again he was upset. Like many people come here, they get upset, then they want to run away. No? That is your arrogance. Because you don't want to get disturbed. Then when you break through that, then everything is fine, of course. Then you want to stay. Not only stay, but stay forever. No? Because something else is coming up. So this Papaji also went through. Who is this guy? He doesn't even talk. Who does he think he is? And poor Ramana, he was just sitting there. But then he went through some hardship with himself, and something happened that he understood beyond the words. And when that clicked, then he realized who the guru was, who his master was, because he had an insight into himself beyond the words. Then everything changed. Then he just wanted to stay. And in those days he worked in Madras, which was not so far away. He could drive there. So in the weekends he used to go to the ashram. Every weekend he went, and every holiday he went, because he had to be responsible for his work. No? Then you had this partition of India between India and Pakistan in 1947. Then his family was living in the Punjab, and half of the Punjab became Pakistan. So then he heard from somebody in the ashram, because he was in the ashram then, "Oh, Punjaji, what happened to your family? They are there in the Punjab. Maybe it's in Pakistan now. Oh my God, it's in Pakistan." But he said, "I don't care, because I'm here now. I have no family. All that is the past. And then Ramana heard about it and he said, you should go and help your family to get back into India, because now it's Pakistan and they killed the Hindus there. So then he said to Ram, but all this is a dream. The family is a dream. All that is in the past. There's nothing to do with me anymore. I'm free of it. The only focus is to come to you now. And then Ramana said, but if it's a dream, then why don't you go there? It's no problem then if it's just a dream. So he tricked him in a way that you have created it. Yes, maybe it's a dream. It is a dream in the big picture, but it is a reality also. You have to deal with it. You have to be responsible for your actions. So don't make it harder for yourself. And then Papaji said, no, I cannot go. I'm physically and spiritually attached to you now. I just want to be by your feet. I cannot. Then the big man crying, no, don't send me away. But then he had to, and he helped his whole family to come back into India, and nothing happened, which was a miracle. Because if you really connected with the Guru and you listen, he is always with you. He will always help you. And that is the way to be, even if you are physically apart, you are all the time with the Master. Then he will always help you in whatever situation. I really enjoy the laughing, and I'm surprised how quick 3 hours goes. I have been wanting to do this process for many, many years and waiting for it to come here. And then I don't manage to get enough help to do it, or money. Yeah. But just remember the laughing and say, ha, 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 ha. Otherwise it becomes so serious, no? It's so serious. Yeah? But this is also a reminder, you know, you could manage in some way, you know. In some way, everybody can manage, because everything is possible. And you live in a place on the planet where it's not difficult. Things are not difficult. People do amazing things if they want. Here in these countries, many people, they are so spoiled anyway, they just get money from the government, no? They don't have any oomph. In India, in the poor countries, they have to work. Who can relax? They have to, because they have to work every day for the daily bread, no? This in Norway, in Scandinavia, they're all spoiled, no? Look, even my Brazilian, they manage. They don't have much money. I don't know what they do. Maybe they're all bank robbers. I don't know. Talking about that, I'm going to show you a bank robber movie tonight. But just as a reminder, be more intelligent if you're going to do a bank robbery. This is a true story. So it is a true story, but that is like a little more intelligence goes a long way sometimes. And the laughter you can bring with you. But I heard also that in the mystic rose, then people went totally cathartic yesterday. You had a small group of people that it seems like, it's just like when people go to the football, the soccer match. Then you have some gang that gets very unruly. And it seems like we have a gang here also. And these people can disturb for everybody else. So if you are 100 people, just 10 people can disturb for everybody else. And it's amazing to hear this, because I just talked about sensitivity. But 3 hours later, everybody has forgotten. Not everybody, but some. And even the people who need it the most to be sensitive. Because one thing is to be innocent and love and be playful. But you should bring some awareness. Not become like a kid that is naughty, that is stupid. You know, you see children also in the kindergarten, you can see everybody is harmonious and play and everything is very nice. But then you have one or two rascals who run around and do some nuisance. And that is not intelligent and definitely not sensitive. Because you disturb the others, you maybe have fun. You maybe think you have fun. But the whole process here is to look at yourself. And most of the time when this happens, is these people who needs the most to look at themselves. Who does this? Because you should feel yourself, you should get in touch with your own laughter. If you are in a crowd, then you lose that. You become this crowd mentality. So remember, you should let go and you should laugh and you should be non-serious. But be sensitive, and it is a meditative technique. So the whole focus should be on yourself. But that's how it is, it always is. That's how blind you are. And remember, those who did it, try to be a little more sensitive to your fellow friends, to the Sangha, to what is happening here. And watch yourself, feel yourself a little bit more. Even the same day I talk about sensitivity, that's how dense you are. Any excuse that you can forget yourself, it seems like you do it. It's mind-boggling. I really feel and know that I'm missing out on so much by not being able to stay longer in one go. Yes. So next time, stay the whole month. Now you have 1 year to prepare, no? No problem. I long deeply for just staying in your presence, to let more of you fill my thirst and my longing. I'm at home, close to you. This is home. Yes. I know this feeling is bound to be there, but you have to adjust it. But when the master is available, then be there. This, even Papaji had to go through that. No? But remember, as soon as he got his family safe, he disappeared. That's the other side of the story. Do what you have to do and then next. Luckily, the drama in my family has been less for a while, and I feel a lot more whole now, both in my energy and awareness. But I long for more, much more. Yes, and that's another thing. All these dramas and confusions and unconscious people, it makes you weak again. You have to be strong in yourself. Trust the connection you have. Trust yourself. Stand up for yourself. Because it's so many unconscious people and they want to pull you down. Of course. anybody who is happy is clear is a little bit weird in the world. So be aware when you go back now. I always remind you, take better care of yourself. Share what they can understand, if they can understand, or otherwise, even better, just be quiet. And enjoy. Just be normal on in outside and take care of your inner space. It makes me cry knowing what I'm missing out on. The process that is happening here. The connection by staying in your Buddha field. I wish I could curl up by your feet and stay there. Yes. It's always been like that, you know. It's just the love of a disciple, of a devotee, that is beautiful. They always, for thousands of years, they say, please, please, let me stay at your feet. Let me come to your lotus feet. That's what they've always been saying in India. Thank you over and over again for having shown me what is real. I'm so lucky that I found you. Thank you. I'm grateful beyond words. It's truly the most valuable gift I have ever received. All my love, Juna. So, okay. What, Vimal, what do you have to say, Vimal?
I love you.
Yeah? Beloved Swaha, please forgive me if I was insensitive and disturbed you in satsang yesterday while filming the dancing sangha. And thank you for washing me again and again, this time with your holy splash. All I long for is to be totally clean and sit at your feet, my beloved. I love you, Sujan. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to clean you, wash you, in all different ways. Don't be worried, Sujan, about this. And you didn't disturb me. How can you disturb me? I have all these people who disturb me. He takes it that so serious. Look, I have hundreds of people who are trying to disturb, and the poor Sujan, you are nothing. Nothing you are. And when you work around me, be focused on what you're doing. You got identified with it. You just be a hollow bamboo film. That's your job. I'm a wild master, so I have to tease you. I tease everybody, and those who are not teased, just wait. Prepare yourself. So it's no problem. You didn't disturb. We had fun. You film, that is your work, you should film. But what can we do? Whatever happened in the moment happens. And everybody enjoyed. I know even you had to go through something, so it's great. It's a teaching for everybody. Hmm? And I will wash you again and again. Just focus on the filming and be a nobody. Because then I can wash you very quick. Bansi had this great idea that they wanted some adventure because the master talks about be adventurous, courage. So then he had this idea to sail to Brazil to Babaji's retreat. Then he managed to get Marpa and Jaitan and Sujan with him. And off they went with an old rinkety sailboat. You can imagine. Poor innocent Bansi, he got fooled by the one who sailed the sailboat. And then halfway over the Atlantic, there's not many islands in the South Atlantic, but of course they managed to get shipwrecked. So there they were. Bansi, Jaitang, Marpa and Sujan in the middle of the ocean. And how the fuck is no cell phone, no internet, no nothing. Nobody knows where they are. And how they gonna manage to go to the retreat? Then by some miracle, they find a magic lantern containing a genie who grants them each one wish. Marpa is the first. He wishes he was off the island and in Ibirakera for the retreat. There he goes. Jaitan was the next. He says the same. There he was. Then Bansi. What should I wish? And he said, I think I stick to what the others say. I want to go and see Babaji, even, okay. There he was. Then Sujan was the last. I said, the genie says, what do you wish, my dear Sujan? He said, my God, I'm lonely. I wish my friends were back here. Since it's Sunday today, and the religion has been so serious for thousands of years, and we're having such a good time here in our church. This is the new church, if you don't know. Maybe, hopefully, this is the way it will go in the planet. The Gonzalez Company was trying to market their new carpenter nails. And they were thinking about what kind of commercial they should run. One of them said, let's start with an image of Jesus on the cross. And the camera can zoom in on the nails. And then they will see our logo on the head of the nails. The others say, that is way too much. People could easily take offense to that. Maybe let's look at other options. Okay. They kept on discussing and finally they came to an agreement. the next day, the commercial airs. It opens up, couple of Roman soldiers talking with each other outside. In the distance, you see a semi-naked man running across the screen. The soldiers look at him. My God, he's running away. Turn to each other, and then one exclaim, damn it, we should have used Gonzalez nails. My God. Yuri Kamal, did you get that? Huh? It will come in the middle of the night. Just listen to it again. Nashima always wanted to visit New York. And now, as the times are changing, she heard about some great vegetarian hot dogs. Ordinary, they just had the old grind up cow and horse and pig in the hot dog. But now they have vegetarian hot dogs on the stands. She goes to the stall and say, make me one of those with everything. And Nashima, very innocent, they think that in New York everybody is very nice, but in New York they're very tricky. Especially the hot dog stands. The stall owner, who sees a tourist, hands her the hot dog and says, that be $5. $5 for hot dog? Already you got ripped off. Nashima gives the guy a $10 bill, and the guy just takes it, puts it in the box. Where's my change, she says. You said $5. I want $5 back. Listen, woman. Change comes from within. My God. Wait a little bit, Rishi. Since it's Sunday today, a little more preaching. It's the World Cup final, and a man makes his way to the seat next to the pitch. He sits down, noticing the seat next to him is empty. He leans over and asks his neighbor, if somebody will be sitting there, how come it's empty? It's one of the best seats in the front. Kamalski, who has the seat, says, this is amazing. Who would not sit here? And Kamalski says, listen. Actually, this seat belongs to me. I was supposed to come here with my wife, but she passed away. This is the first World Cup final we have been to together. We haven't been to together since we got married, and that's a long time ago. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that, says the man. That's terrible. She should be here with you. But couldn't you find someone else, a friend, a relative, or even a neighbor, to take her seat? The man shakes his head. No, he says. They are all at her funeral.
Oh,
A Chinese doctor can't find a job in the hospital in USA. It seems like they only want white people. So he opens his own clinic and said, fuck it. And puts a sign outside, get treatment for $20. If not cured, get back $100. An American lawyer, who is one of the tricky kinds, thinks this is a great opportunity to earn $100. And he goes in to the clinic thinking, I can fool this Chinaman easily. The lawyer says, I have lost my sense of taste. Chinese, nurse, bring medicine from box number 22. Put 3 drops in the patient's mouth. Lawyer, wah, this is kerosene. Chinese, congratulations. Your sense of taste is restored. Give me $20. The lawyer is fuming and say, I'm not going to give back with that Chinaman. After a few days, he will be back to recover his money. The lawyer then says, I have lost my memory. I cannot remember anything. The Chinese doctor, nurse, bring medicine from box number 33 and put 3 drops in his mouth. Lawyer, really annoyed. This is kerosene. You gave this to me last time for restoring my taste. Chinese doctor, congratulations. You have got your memory back. $20. The American lawyer is so angry now, but he has to pay him. But he's not going to give up. He comes back after a week, 100% sure to get his $100. Lawyer, my eyesight has become very weak. I can't see at all. The Chinese doctor, well, I don't have any medicine for that. So take this $100. The lawyer, staring at the note, but this is a $20, not $100. Chinese doctor, congratulations. Your eyesight is restored. Give me $20. God bless the Chinaman. Take a big breath. Sunday.
All at once, out of the blue, when I was unprepared, I started seeing you, hearing your voice, calling my name. Across the universe, feeling a burning flame. Love will lead us on everywhere we go. Love will lead us on. My heart tells me so. Love will lead us on and on and on. And love will lead us on. Materialize, hearing your voice. calling me on across the universe, singing my Osho songs, and love will lead us on. Everywhere we go, and love will lead us on. My heart tell me so, and love will lead us on.
Therefore, I have been here only for a week, yet it feels like months. When I arrived, I felt very disheveled, weary and worn down with the dramas and all the traumas, very, very low. And yet, I have lots of wonderful things in my life. But something was missing. I just didn't know it until now. Where's Joe? Hi, Joe. You came now, huh? Hmm? You couldn't delay it anymore now, huh? And how was it then? You found what you were missing? Yes? Happy family now? Yes? Good? Good? I can remember listening to a satsang a few years ago, at the time when I had depression. I was broken. It was like you were speaking a language I didn't understand. Yes, I speak the language of happiness, of love, no? Depressed people doesn't understand. Only Rumi, you heard about Rumi? He says, only lovers understand the language of love. Hmm? Welcome. Now you understand now. I felt so disconnected from myself. So a few months ago, I listened to more satsang, and this time I could hear. I could hear the song that you sing. I came willing to surrender myself to the process, not really knowing what I was letting myself in for. I just knew it would be good for me. So much anger and frustration I have been suppressing. Yes. And that's what makes us sick, no? Carrying this poison in the system, no? That's the first thing we have to empty, no? They're empty. Then to be aware, not to fill ourselves again. That's the next. No, you have emptied. No, you have to be aware that you don't fill yourself with these kind of things, these poisons and anger and frustration, no? Because they poison your system. That's, no, you have the new responsibility to take care of your happiness, of your peace. So surrender to that peace. If you're in contact with them, then you will feel easily when this anger and suppression and depression is coming, then you say, no. Not welcome, you say. Go. That is what awareness is. You have to be steady in yourself. The process I have experienced has felt so gentle and tough at the same time. Tearing out the garbage I have been clinging to for years. Some wonderful surprises came up during the meditation and session, totally unexpected, as my body and mind are letting go. I feel a tenderness and newness about myself, and I have tasted the peace and the love I have been longing for. I will be back to melt again at your feet, beloved Master. Thank you. With so much love and gratitude, Joe. You are most welcome, Joe. Where do you live there in England?
South Devon.
In the countryside? It's beautiful, no? And this, your daughter Jayanti and Chintana, they are there?
Yes.
Yeah?
Chintana is at the moment, Jayanti is in Winchester. Also beautiful.
It's nice then, no?
Yeah.
So, no, you are also with me now. Now I can come by for some coffee, no?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Some tea and scones then, no? I like scones a lot, no? Yeah? Very good. You say also, you know, you're just here, but this is something in you. You know, the heart, it knows something. Because this, you might be new now, but there's something in you from the past that knows this. You say, I will be back to melt again at your feet, beloved Master. That is your heart that is saying that. No? You have to take care. One guru said, I embrace the feet of my Master. He revealed to me God's whereabouts. This is hundreds of years ago in India, no? He's saying this is an old tradition. No? I embrace the feet of my Master because he revealed to me God's whereabouts. I would have kept on sleeping if he hadn't woken me up. It was dark in my mind. I couldn't see a thing. You can relate to that? This is your friends now. But my Master, he lit the lamp of knowledge and made it bright. I could see. Waves of poison used to erupt in me. But he healed me with his nectar. The river was deep and the current swift. But he reached me to safety, to the other side. Then he said, Beloved Master, this is my prayer. Please, please keep me always near. I'm here at your feet. You're in good company now. Very few understand these powerful words from the heart, the longing of the soul. People have so many desires, so many wishes, so many things that is important. Who is listening to the heart now? Who is longing for peace? Aum Shanti. May everyone be happy and find peace. Aum.
The heart of this mystery, you only need.
scripture.